I'm John Baxter. I'm Principal Advisor for Marine Ecology with Scottish Natural Heritage, who are the government's advisors on nature conservation in Scotland. We have a very long and illustrious history of marine biology exploration and survey in Scotland, going back to the middle of the 19th century when the first great deep sea surveys were carried out on the HMS Challenger and HMS Porcupine, who went out to the North Atlantic and discovered some of the remarkable underwater features in those areas. And from that early beginnings, we have built a long history of marine studies and exploration. This has resulted in a number of marine labs being established around the coast of Scotland, from Millport on the Isle of Cumbrae in the west to the Northern Isles with Orkney and Shetland, and then on the east coast, the labs in Aberdeen and in St Andrews. I think these varied labs, many of which have a long history, are a reflection of the amount of and varied marine biodiversity that we have around Scotland, both inshore and offshore. We have a very varied coastline with the sea lochs on the west coast of Scotland and the many islands, to the northern archipelagos of Orkney and Shetland, to the more gentle coastline on the east coast of Scotland, indented by the major estuaries of the Firth of Forth, the Firth of Tay, and the Moray Firth. That diversity of geomorphology gives us a great diversity of life as well, from the deep waters in the sea lochs on the west coast, where we find animals which are more typical of offshore areas, to the rather murky waters of the east coast, where life has to combat different conditions. We also have a vast variety of large, more charismatic animals, possibly. We're very important for large numbers of breeding and wintering seabirds. We have over 25 species of cetaceans regularly sighted in our waters. We're also very important in a European context for both the main species of seals found within the European Union, harbour seals, otherwise known as common seals or grey seals. With that diversity comes challenges, and these have been recognised recently in the Marine Scotland Act, which has now given us the power to identify and for Scottish Government to designate marine protected areas around Scotland. And this is a piece of work which is ongoing at the moment, but which should help us in the future to protect some of these wonderful natural resources. There are a whole range of different activities going on in the marine environment, and Scotland has a long history of its people relying and using the marine environment. We have still a vibrant fishing industry, which is facing its own challenges in terms of declining stocks, moving stocks with the impacts of climate change and other issues. And we have to find ways of working with the fishing industry to help them to sustain this important industry. We have a large aquaculture industry, farming both salmon and shellfish in the marine environment. And again, this is an industry which has grown greatly over the years and is a very important source of jobs, particularly in some of the more remote parts of Scotland. The oil industry can't be ignored. It has been a feature of the North Sea for many years and is now expanding out to the west of Shetland, where the challenging conditions of the deep waters there present new issues that need to be tackled. And perhaps the most recent and exciting area of development in the marine environment is the development of marine renewable energies, wind, wave and tidal. And Scotland sees itself as a leading force in that area of work, which will hopefully help us tackle some of the challenges that climate change present. But they also present challenges for us in terms of dealing with the impacts that will inevitably come from these developments. But we are working with the developers and with the scientists in the various universities in Scotland to find solutions to these potential conflicts. The good news now, though, is that in recent years, the policymakers, the developers, and the scientists have all seen the opportunity of working together to solve some of these issues. And I'm encouraged by the way that people are all coming together. Technology is helping us answer some of these questions. We are using modern technology far better to get an idea of what animals are doing in the marine environment, fitting mobile phones to seals, tagging basking sharks to find out where they go in the winter. It's all adding to our understanding and our ability to embrace and accommodate the developments that are going on. And I think this can only be for the better. And I'm really encouraged by the development of the Marine Alliance for Science and Technology in Scotland, which is bringing together all these different scientific disciplines to help us answer these questions.